I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The hope for a lasting peace surrounds Nepal's upcoming polls slated for April 10th. At stake is the country's new constitution and the possibility of the abolishment of the monarchy. Bible Pathway Ministries' Karen Hawkins says their partner in Nepal is aware of the potential for unrest, but his church planning focus is unchanged.
He just keeps saying, we're trusting God, we're praying. He started a 40-day fast, and he's asking that people around the world join him that one day out of that 40 days to pray for Nepal and the Christian outreach and for the Bible school.
Meanwhile, Operation Mobilization reports that this month, construction began on new basketball courts at a church in Thailand. The church holds English classes and music lessons and is beginning a sports ministry. For now, basketball and football will be the main focus, as well as blessing people with fellowship and the gospel. The church also has leadership and evangelism tracks. Please pray that this new ministry will be a tool to draw many to Christ. And we close with a story about a Ukrainian church touching a church in Togo, West Africa. Association of Baptists for World Evangelism's Dave Wingett says they planted a church in Ukraine in 2003 with a missions vision. From there, a connection with the ABWE hospital in Togo opened some unique doors to support a church planter in a nearby Togolese village. The Ukrainian church started supporting him with $10 a month.
The pastor very dutifully saved that money as it came in until they were ready to purchase some property and break ground on their church building. We made the trip. We got to meet the pastor. We actually got to help hands-on with some of the church building.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Millions of Christians are persecuted for their faith every year. Mission Aviation Fellowship is offering a special edition Better Than Life CD to help you remember them. Call 1-800-995-4828, or you can go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.